From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross with Fresh Air. On today's Fresh Air, we have a holiday concert with one of our favorite singers, Rebecca Kilgore. She'll be accompanied by trombonist Dan Barrett and pianist Rossano Sportiello. We're listening to them now. They'll do some popular and some obscure Christmas songs and some great winter songs, too. One of the greatest Christmas songs of all is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. We'll call the man who wrote it, Hugh Martin, wish him a Merry Christmas, and hear his new recording of the song. That's all coming up on Fresh Air. First, the news. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Christmas has generated more songs than any other holiday, and there's a few songs many of us dread hearing over and over this time of year. So we've chosen a couple of our favorites for a holiday concert you're about to hear, and a few obscure great songs as well. Our guest singer is Rebecca Kilgore. We like her so much, we've had her perform several times on our program, including on our American Popular Songs series. She particularly loves songs of the 1930s and 40s. Rebecca has several CDs under her own name and now records as part of the group Bed. Accompanying her is Dan Barrett, the trombonist from Bed, and at the piano, Rosanna Sportiello, a great musician who was visiting New York when we recorded this concert last year. Dan, Rosanna, Becky, welcome all of you to Fresh Air. Becky, you've chosen some songs that I'm confident will be new, Christmas songs that will be new to most of our listeners, even though they are very old songs. But I'd like to start with a familiar one, one that happens to be one of my favorites. Would you introduce it for us?
Sure. It's also one of my favorites. It's from a 1944 movie, Meet Me in St. Louis. It was sung by Judy Garland. And let's dedicate it to Hugh Martin. He co-wrote it with Ralph Blaine. It's so pretty. It's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
When the steeple bells sound their A, they don't play it in tune, but the welkin will ring one day, and that day will be soon. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow.
That was a beautiful rendition of that. Thank you, Becky. Rosanna Sportiello is at the piano, Dan Barrett on trombone. It's funny how some of the most beautiful Christmas songs are the sad ones.
Yes, it is a sad song, but that's part of the bittersweet pathos of the season, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. And in spite of the fact that there are so many great sad Christmas songs, the next song you're going to do is actually a really cool novelty song. And I don't know anything about the song, Becky. Tell us when it was written and what it is.
Well, it was written in 1958 by Jack Fox, and it was sung by Louis Armstrong. And the cover of the sheet music has a picture of Louis Armstrong dressed up like Santa Claus. It's a very funny little song. It's called Zat You, Santa Claus. A one, two, one, two, three.
Gift gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is the dark out. Ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaws. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit. Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. Bet it's just what I've been waiting for. But would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Could that be a growling? My legs feel like straws. My, my, oh me, my. Kindly would you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know that you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking this way. Bet I can see old Santa through the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek I'll try there. Ooh, is that an eye there? Is that you? Is that you? Is that you? Santa Claus.
That was really fun. That's Becky Kilgore singing with Rosanna Sportiello at the piano, Dan Barrett on trombone. Becky, is Christmas a good time for a singer? Do you look forward to having to sing all the Christmas songs?
Sure. You get to bring out your old friends from the previous last year, songs that you haven't had a chance to sing all year, and people really resonate with them, so it's a lot of fun.
I'd like to really just go around the room for a second and ask you all to name a song that you really love from Christmas, and a song that you're really tired of or you think is really musically trite and you wish it would be put aside for a good many years. Dan, you want to start?
Well, I guess my favorite would be O Little Town of Bethlehem. I remember when I was first starting to play trombone, and my friends and I would get together and play all of the old traditional Christmas carols with a brass choir walking around the neighborhood, and that was a particular favorite of mine, Little Town of Bethlehem. I'm not sure that I have any least favorites, because when Christmas comes around, I kind of like all of the songs. I get sentimental. In fact, I'm so sentimental, I even like the Chipmunk song.
Rosanna, do you hear a lot of these songs in Italy?
Yes, but, you know, I'm sorry for Rebecca, but I should say that my favorite Christmas song is just Jingle Bells, you know, because I'm a fan of Fats Waller. And he recorded that playing that stride. Fantastic, you know.
How true.
That's why.
Becky, do you have a favorite song and one you'd like to see retired?
I'm going to plead the fifth, because I think it's incumbent upon the musician to make what they can out of a song. You know, we've already done Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I think that's just about my favorite. But I'll just let the others fall where they may.
Okay. Well, I promised our listeners some songs that they probably are not familiar with. So you've got another one, one that Bessie Smith recorded.
Yes, 1925. Early Bessie Smith. It was, quite a hit for her. It's called At the Christmas Ball. One, two, one, two, three. Christmas comes but once a year, and
to me it brings good cheer, and to everyone who likes wine and beer. Happy New Year is after that. Happy I'll be, that is a fact. That is why I like to hear folks who say that Christmas is here. Christmas bells will ring real soon, even in the afternoon. You'll hear those chime bells ring at the Christmas ball. Everyone will watch their step, or they will lose their rep. Everybody's full of pep at the Christmas ball. Too far, don't you dare to stop. If your partner don't act fair, don't worry, there's some more over there. Taking a chance everywhere at the Christmas bar.
That's a great song. Thanks for doing that. A song from, what, 1925?
Mm-hmm.
That was Becky Kilgore singing with Dan Barrett on trombone and Rossano Sportiello at the piano, and he's visiting New York from Italy, where he lives. Well, we're going to take a break in this end-of-the-year concert and then be back with more songs. This is Fresh Air. Well, we're featuring today an end-of-the-year concert with singer Becky Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and pianist Rossano Sportiello. And this is an end-of-the-year concert in the sense that we're not just doing Christmas songs, we're doing a bunch of other end-of-the-year type songs, and we wanted to get in some really good songs about winter. And we're going to start with one that's kind of a heartbreaking, haunting song. Becky, you want to introduce it?
Yes, well, in preparing for this show, I just was looking through a book of Hoagy Carmichael songs, and I found this song, and Winter Moon, it's called. Well, how does this sound? So I played through it and found that I had a recording of Hoagy Carmichael singing it. He co-wrote it with Harold Adamson in 1957, a very haunting, as you say, minor key, Winter Moon.
Winter moon up there alone in the sky, all I can hear is the word. Goodbye. winter moon, do you recall a night in June? Where is love's magic? Where did it go? Has it gone like the summer wind that we used to know? Winter moon up there alone in the sky, are you as lonely tonight as I? Do winter
was Winter Moon, a song with music by Hoagy Carmichael. That's Becky Kilgore singing, Rossano Sforiello at the piano, and Dan Barrett on trombone. Becky, is that as hard to sing as it seems like it would be? It's a haunting, and it sounds like a very difficult melody.
It is, and I listened intently to the way Hoagy Carmichael sang it on his recording, and he kind of improvised and made it sound conversational almost, so I opted for that, but I don't know if I succeeded, but it is a hard song.
Oh, I love your version of it.
Thank you.
And I don't know if this is the Hoagy Carmichael version you know, but there's a terrific version on the album that Hoagy Carmichael did with Art Pepper in the 1950s, and it's really fantastic, so I certainly recommend that one to our listeners if they're looking for a recording of it. Is that the one you heard?
Yes, I didn't know who the saxophone player was,
yeah,
but now
okay.
That you mention it, that's who it was.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we're going to go from a really heartbreaking Christmas song to a just really delightful one, one that I think should be one of the winter classics, along with Let It Snow and Baby It's Cold Outside. And this is one written by your friend, Becky, and a great friend of our show, too.
Sure. We've been on your show many times, Dave Frischberg. He's a cohort from Portland, Oregon, and he wrote this song in 1994, and it's exciting. I actually remember when he wrote it, and I love it very much. It's called Snowbound.
The north winds blow, it's 12 below. Streets like ice, ain't it nice to be snowbound? No place to go, hip deep in snow. We're all right, tucked in tight, 'cause we're snowbound. Yes, we're snowbound. The bad news is the weatherman says more bad weather. Snowbound. The good news is that here we are socked in together. The corn is popped, the clock is stopped. What a storm, what a sight. We'll keep warm through the night, 'cause we're snowbound. Thank you. snowbound. The bad news is the weatherman says more bad weather, snowbound. The good news is that here we are, socked in together. The corn is popped, the clock is stopped. Past the wine, light the fire. 9:30, let's retire, 'cause we're snowbound, 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 just us two. Snowbound, 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 me and you.
Great song, a song written by Dave Frischberg and performed for us today by singer Becky Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and at the piano, Rossano Sportiello, who's visiting from Italy. We'll have more of our end-of-the-year concert in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
Support for NPR comes from Barnes & Noble, publishers of the Barnes & Noble Classics edition of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, in stores and online at bn.com. From Universal Pictures, presenting The Good Shepherd, starring Matt Damon, Angelina Jolie, and Robert De Niro, now in theaters, directed by Robert De Niro. And from audible.com, where you can download and listen to Fresh Air, in addition to audiobooks, magazines, and newspapers. audible.com/freshair. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Coming up, the songwriter who gave us one of the greatest Christmas songs ever, Hugh Martin, wrote Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas for Judy Garland. Martin is 92 now. We'll call him up and wish him Merry Christmas. And we have more of our holiday concert with Rebecca Kilgore. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with more of our Christmas concert. Our performers are singer Rebecca Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and pianist Rossano Sportiello, who lives in Italy. Becky and Dan perform together as part of the trio Bed. Let's kick off this part of our concert with a 1924 novelty tune called Santa Claus Blues.
The merry bells are ringing today, but they don't mean nothing to me. I hear the children singing today, but I'm as blue as I can be. Old Santa Claus forgot my address, that's one thing I can plainly see. It may be Christmas to some folks, it's just December 25th to me. No money, no honey, to buy a present for me. Nobody, no toddy, to make things pleasant for me. Last night my stocking I hung, just like when I was young. But this morning there was vacancy. No mingling, no jingling of coin. No picking on chicken, a pork chop tenderloin. And soon I'll hear the happy New Year chimes. That just means that there's more hard times. Bad luck, you're hard to lose. I got the Santa Claus blues.
Becky, I have to thank you for introducing us to that song and for such a great performance of it. And that singer, Becky Kilgore, Rossano Sportiello at the piano, Dan Barrett on trombone. How about another winter song for our end of the year concert?
Well, this next one would fall into the more obscure category, and I was very happy to discover it. It's by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It's called Winter Warm. It's a snowy kind of blowy day, but your kisses make December seem just like May. Here in your arms I'm winter warm. All the birds are flying south in pairs. It may go to 12 below outside, but who cares? Here in your arms, I'm winter warm. The night was made for lovers to embrace, a time to dream and reminisce. And in the fireplace just glow each time we kiss. Is it snow or white confetti in disguise? Strange, but when you smile the wintry wind softly sighs. Here in your
Well, thank you for doing that song, a beautiful version of a beautiful song. We're going to take a break here, and then we'll be back with more of our end-of-the-year concert featuring singer Rebecca Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and at the piano, Rossano Sportiello. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our holiday concert with singer Rebecca Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and pianist Rossano Sportiello. Well, at this point in our end-of-the-year concert, I'd like you to do a song that is really about not being able to be home for Christmas, although it's called I'll Be Home for Christmas. And I'd like to have you do the song, because I'd like to dedicate the song to everybody who is serving in the military in Iraq, those who won't be able to get home for Christmas. And I'd also like to send it out to the families and friends of those people who are missing someone who is in Iraq. Mm. Would you sing it for us, Becky?
I sure will. It's by Kim Gannon, Walter Kent, and Buck Ram, 1943. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I love even more than I usually do, and although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can play snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the
We're featuring an end-of-the-year concert today with singer Rebecca Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and pianist Rossano Sportiello. And I'd like to end the concert with a song about the very end of the year. It's a song about New Year's Eve, written by Frank Lesser.
Yes, 1947, What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? The music here says, perform slowly and sentimentally.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of the thousand invitations you'll receive, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I want to thank you all for some beautiful and moving and entertaining and fun songs. It's been a wonderful concert. Thank you, singer Rebecca Kilgore, pianist Rosanna Sportiello, who's visiting from Italy, and trombonist Dan Barrett. And Dan and Becky play together in a quartet called Bed, and they have a bunch of CDs out. And I want to join you all in wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Terry. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
Our holiday concert was recorded last year at NOLA Studios in Manhattan. Our recording engineer was Bill Moss. The concert was produced and edited by Anne-Marie Baldonado. As I mentioned at the start of the concert, I particularly love the song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It was written by Hugh Martin, and in a moment, I'll talk with him. He wrote it for Judy Garland to sing in the 1944 movie Meet Me in St. Louis.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
That's not the only great song from Meet Me in St. Louis. Hugh Martin and his late songwriting partner Ralph Blaine wrote the Trolley Song and The Boy Next Door for that film. The movie was adapted for Broadway in 1989, and a revival is currently running off-Broadway. Martin and Blaine were on our show in 89. This year, I really wanted to say hello to Hugh Martin and thank him again for writing his Christmas song. He's 92 now. Hugh Martin, Merry Christmas and welcome back to Fresh Air. I think about you all the time around Christmas because I hear your song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, all the time. What's it like for you at Christmas when your song is all over?
Well, I just received a little demo from my publisher with about 11 new versions of Have Yourself. And I tell you, it really had an emotional impact on me. It made me feel so connected with the generation that's not my generation. I really was moved to tears by it.
What are some of your favorite, like all-time favorite versions of the song?
Well, my all-time favorite versions are from the olden days. It was Judy Garland, of course, always tops with me. And Mel Torme, who wrote a beautiful new verse for it, which is really out of this world. And Frank Sinatra, You Can't Beat Mr. Blue Eyes.
And the strangest versions you've ever heard?
The strangest version was by a group called Twisted Sister. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh yes. I don't think I know their version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That was really weird. They sang it.
Well, I think as we speak, our producers are looking for a copy of that, and by the time this is over, I bet we will have it.
Oh, another beautiful one is, have you heard of this group called Celtic Woman?
No, I haven't.
Well, they're a bunch of Irish girls with beautiful voices, very high, and they are beautiful.
Now, you once told a story on our show about how you and your late partner, Ralph Blaine, wrote Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Can I ask you to tell it again?
Well, first of all, I feel rather self-serving admitting this, but Ralph didn't really write it, honey. We wrote our song separately, so it's words and music by me.
Oh, well, good. So now you're really able to tell the complete story.
I can really tell the complete story. Ralph was working in one room, and I was working in another on Meet Me in St. Louis. And I played the first 16 bars of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas over and over and over and got stuck. I couldn't find a bridge for it. And so I just put it aside and decided not to work on it. And Ralph, who had heard it through the walls, came to me the next day and said, whatever happened to that little madrigal-sounding melody that you were playing? And I said, well, I couldn't make it work, Ralph, and so I discarded it. And he said, well, you find it and finish it, because I have a big feeling about it. And so we did find it, and I did finish it, but the original version was so lugubrious that Judy Garland refused to sing it. She said, if I sing that to little Margaret O'Brien, they'll think I'm a monster. So I was young then and kind of arrogant, and I said, well, I'm sorry you don't like it, Judy, but that's the way it is, and I don't really want to write a new lyric. But Tom Drake, who played the boy next door, took me aside and said, Hugh, you've got to finish it. It's really a great song, potentially, and I think you'll be sorry if you don't do it. So I went home and wrote the version that's in the movie.
Now, I should explain that in the 1944 movie musical Meet Me in St. Louis, when Judy Garland sings this, you know, she and her younger sister are very, it's Christmas time, but she and her younger sister are very unhappy because their father's job is taking him from St. Louis to New York, and he's going to move the whole family to New York, and they don't want to go and leave their friends behind. So the younger sister, played by Margaret O'Brien, is crying, and Judy Garland tries to comfort her by singing the song. Now, you said that the first version was lugubrious. What made the lyrics lugubrious?
Well, I'll sing it for you. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we may all be living in the past. Pretty sad.
But you changed that lyric, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. The one in the movie was, let's see, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Oh, until then we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. That was one that was in the movie. Then I got a phone call from Frank Sinatra saying, I'm doing an album called A Jolly Christmas, and I love your song, but it's just not very jolly. Do you think you could jolly it up a little bit for me? So then I wrote the line about, have you hang a shining star upon the highest bough? And Frank liked that and recorded it, and people... They do. Sometimes they do that line, and sometimes they do the muddle through line somehow.
I like the muddle through one.
I like the muddle through one better, too.
My guest is songwriter Hugh Martin, and here's Twisted Sister from their album A Twisted Christmas. As you'll hear, they use the line Martin wrote for Sinatra.
Ho, ho, ho! Let's go! You
We'll talk more with songwriter Hugh Martin after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is songwriter Hugh Martin. His best-known song is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Let me ask you to share with us your favorite Christmas memory, since we all have your song playing in our soundtrack of Christmas.
Well, my favorite Christmas memory was of being 6 or 7 years old and my mother decorating the tree. And she was a very artistic woman, and she did sensational Christmas trees. So it was a real joy every year when she would decorate it. And it was a very wonderful moment. That was my favorite Christmas memory.
And what's Christmas like now?
Oh, do I have to say?
You don't.
I'm really upset by Christmas now. I just hate the Santa Claus and the jingle bells and reindeer and the wrapped packages and the holiday push. I hate all of that. I just loved it when it was, all my life ago, 90 years ago.
You liked it when it was less commercial?
Oh, yes. Didn't you? Well, of course, you're not old enough to remember when it was,
yeah, I think it was
so beautiful.
Pretty commercial.
But I loved it when it was old-fashioned. We didn't even have electric lights on our tree. We'd have candles.
Well, that's considered very dangerous now.
Well, I know it is, but we didn't have any problem. It worked out okay.
We're about to hear a version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas that you recorded a year ago.
That's
and
right.
Was released earlier this year in a CD that's called Hugh Sings Martin.
Right.
And this features recordings that you've made, you know, throughout your career, particularly like in the 40s and 50s.
That's right.
But it has this new recording from a year ago. You made this recording when you were 90?
I was 90 years old. I don't know how I got through it.
and you're at the piano playing and singing. It's quite beautiful. Do you want to say anything about making this recording before we hear it?
Well, I just want to say, Terry, that I never would have continued singing at all if it hadn't been for you, because you did an interview with Ralph and me in 1989, I think it was, when Meet Me in St. Louis opened on Broadway. And you played a little recording of me singing the trolley song. And I was just about to stop singing because I wasn't getting all that much encouragement. But when, at the end of the cut, you said, "Ooh, I like your singing. I like it a lot." And that thrilled me so that I kept on singing.
Well, it thrills me to hear you say that. And I
mean
still
it.
Really like your singing.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to thank you for writing such a great Christmas song. Some of those Christmas songs tend to wear thin.
Well, God really
your
blessed
song
me.
Is so enduring. It's just one of the most beautiful and moving, I think, of all the Christmas songs. So thank you so much, and thank you for talking with us again.
Thank you deeply for saying that.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jerry.
And Happy New Year, and I hope it's a very healthy one for you.
I think it will be. Bye-bye.
We are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us gather near to us once more.
Hugh Martin from his CD, Hugh Sings Martin. Martin spoke to us from California. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. I'm Terry Gross. All of us at Fresh Air wish you happy holidays.
Support for NPR comes from Universal Pictures, presenting The Good Shepherd, starring Matt Damon, Angelina Jolie, and Robert De Niro, now in theaters, directed by Robert De Niro. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, exploring how technology is changing kids and learning at digitallearning.macfound.org. And from Patricia Papper for the NPR Fund for New Initiatives, helping to develop NPR's new programming and new media. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
On the next Fresh Air, we begin our Holiday Week songwriter series. First up, Smokey Robinson. Then the Motown songwriting team Holland, Dozier, and Holland reminisces about writing for the Supremes. Join us for the next Fresh Air. Now if there's-